It's a new WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz over there, gaining listeners all over the place from all walks of life in media and outside of media. We are talking about the big Sixers game tonight, the trust in Joel Embiid, the trust in Tyrese Maxey. He did not just beat the Heat. We're just saying Eastern Conference Finals. We're feeling it. Before we get to that, there's a big name in professional football, maybe the biggest name, one of the biggest names of all time, clearly the best coach of all time, even though some Eskins disagree, Bill Belichick.
Not even in that guy's top five.
He's not in his top five.
No.
Okay. Belichick.
Belichick, yes.
Yes.
So if I remember correctly, when the rumors bubbled up a little bit about Bill Chip Belichick and Jeffrey Lurie, or Bill Belichick and the Eagles, Howard did shoot it down correctly. Shoot it down right away, right?
Right away.
If I remember correctly. Okay.
Yep. They said no interest in the Eagles of having them.
Zero.
So this comes from ESPN. Who wrote this story? I'm sorry, I didn't write
Wickersham.
Oh, okay. This is a quote from that story. In the coming weeks, Bill Belichick is expected to sign a deal to do analysis for Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, which produces ESPN's Manning Cast during Monday Night Football. He is believed to be biding his time until next January for openings on teams he has told confidants he would be interested in coaching. The Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, and New York Giants. A source who spoke with a longtime friend of Belichick says the friend wonders if the coach will ever have another opportunity. Quote, I don't think Bill Belichick will ever be a head coach again in the National Football League, the friend said, unless it's for Jerry Jones. So the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants are on Bill Belichick's list. The question is, would he be on theirs?
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know how he wouldn't be on their list. Now, obviously, it depends on how this season plays out
right, with
the team and Coach Sirianni and everything. But, you know, I wasn't as adamant as Jack was about bringing in Bill Belichick, but it wasn't because I don't believe Bill Belichick is a good coach or he wouldn't be a good coach here in Philadelphia. I just didn't believe at the time the Eagles
would be interested.
And, you know, you see this story and you're like, whoa, okay.
Do you think Howie would feel secure enough to hire a guy like Belichick? I'm not saying Chip Kelly and Bill Belichick are the same thing, clearly.
Right.
But that mindset of wanting to pick the groceries,
yep. This
is like I'm going to walk in. And do you think there's a little shell shock left over in Howie about how the Chip thing went down? Do you think he would feel secure enough to hire a Bill Belichick if Sirianni doesn't work out?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That because I don't know if that would be Howie's first choice. You know, bringing in a guy like Bill Belichick almost feels like that's a Jeffrey Lurie decision.
Yes.
Well, that was a part of the article, too, is that Lurie was considering it.
Yeah, like that's what it sort of feels like. That would be sort of the owner saying, this is the direction I want to go with. And he would, out of loyalty to Howie, I would presume, would assure Howie he's fine.
Like, right, he could, you know, you get the office in the back.
Yeah,
like
as long
Chip.
As you can work with the guy, you're going to be here. And
yeah. You're
telling me you can't work with Bill Belichick, then it depends on how bad Jeffrey Lurie wants Bill Belichick here.
I think it would be interesting if, forgetting about Howie,
mm-hmm. If
Lurie made the decision after he got burned with the Chip thing. Because remember, that was him with Chip.
Sure, yeah.
That was him giving Chip everything.
Yep.
He got sort of romanced, for lack of a better word, with how just, I guess, determined and what's the word I'm looking for? Chip knew what he wanted to do.
Yep.
And I think that can be intoxicating for a manager. Like, that guy knows what he wants to do. I'm going to let him do it. I wonder if he would give away control like that.
Yeah, it would have to be pretty bad. And listen, the end of the season certainly could qualify for how bad it is for an owner to consider something like this. So the very fact that Jeffrey Lurie, according to this report, may have at least considered it or the thought of it, that lets you know how bad of an ending to the season it was. Not only that, some other decision-making that led to potentially how bad of it. Like, I'm speaking of the Matt Patricia.
Sure.
Moving Sean Desai out of the way, putting Matt Patricia in there, whoever's decision that was a terrible decision to make at that time. So I say this to I wouldn't have a problem doing it. I don't see the Eagles doing it. Like, Howie, And Bill Belichick would have to make some concessions as well. You don't get to come in and just redo everything to your liking, because you don't necessarily have the recent track record that says we should just give you total autonomy to making decisions around here, personnel decisions. So as long as Bill has say, but also is willing to collaborate and work with Howie and his staff, it could work if all parties agree to that. But the moment there's one side that says, no, I want to have it this way versus that way, and if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, it's a no-go for me.
Well, I think there's a reason why he was on the yacht or yacht shopping for an extra, what, 5 days at the end of the year?
Yeah.
They wait 9 days for that end-of-the-year press conference? I think he was thinking about it. I think the Belichick thing is 100% real. And, like, if you believe what Julian Edelman said, he said on record that Bill respects Howie. So there could be this whole thing of those two working together. And to be completely fair and frank, like, I would feel better about this upcoming Eagles season if Bill Belichick was here instead of Nick Sirianni. Like, everyone's freaking out about the defense. Well, you know who could fix the defense?
Bill Belichick.
Like, we can do the Vic Fangio acting like he's some godfather of football, and he might be a good defensive coordinator. Belichick's still elite at that. You could have hired Kellen Moore. They could have fixed the offense no matter what. And I think that there's enough mutual respect there to where those two would have gotten along. So I'm glad Lurie is at least in this mindset. And I hope that next year Belichick's here.
Can I tell you, I believe he's going to the Giants.
Me too.
The
100%.
It would be super interesting to see him here. Would love it for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd love
be
it.
The best.
Jeffrey, please.
I mean, imagine how.
The best part would be how Howard
would deal with it.
Somehow would come around to Belichick and not Belichick.
You know,
anymore.
I've been thinking about it, and he did win a lot.
He'd bring up how Brady was a game manager for the first three.
Yep.
That's what he would bring up. Now, does Howard's strong stance against Belichick, how does that matter and factor into his Insider of the Year rankings? Because I have the audio of it, and he went pretty strong, okay? Here's Howard.
What coach is going to make it better? Now, are there good coaches available? Yeah, and Belichick's not one of them. And I can tell you this for a fact. Jeff Lurie is not a fan of Belichick. Mm. I can tell you that. All right? I know that.
So I only think it hurts his Eagles insider ranking because really we just have one word against the other at this point.
Well, Wickersham's very plugged in up there.
Yeah, but we have no proof.
Yeah.
We have Bedard. Greg Bedard also very plugged in up there. That's two versus one. We know he's got an agenda against Belichick.
We'll talk about it. Of course, we are going to reveal the first Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings tomorrow on the show.
I like it.
We'll see if we can work this in. I truly have no idea. I do think the history with the Giants, obviously the story with the Giants, and I do think John Mara, obviously Mara and Belichick, and then there's a little shakiness with Daboll up there. Obviously, you had the Martindale thing. I think assuming the Giants don't win 10 or 11 games or something, I think just stop it, Jack. I see you grinning.
Watch, I thought you were going to slip and call him Mr. Mara because you were in New York for a while.
Do you know, I met John Mara once.
Yeah,
he was very nice. He looked at me and he said, it was very funny. He goes, you know, I was going to get that haircut. I decided against it though. Shook my hand and walked out. It was very nice.
Oh, it's good.
Very nice.
A legacy family
Absolutely.
In the league.
It is a legacy family.
So we'll get back to Sixers Heat in 1 second. I know as the temperatures get warmer, you start thinking, the reason that my house doesn't get cool with the AC is because the windows. I know the windows stink. And I know you think about that, your front door, which has been painted on over a million times, that you don't have a storm door. And the reason you don't do any of it is because it feels like a pain in the ass and it's too expensive. I have advice for you. Go Gaida. New windows, go Gaida. Entry door, go Gaida. Storm door, go Gaida. Whatever you need home improvement-wise, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Windows. They're going to make it easy. And they're going to get the price right. To help you get it started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. They take care of it for you. They put in the windows, and I'm going to tell you to do it, and they're going to give you 20% off, 3 years interest-free. That's right. 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offers for a limited time. What are you waiting for? Go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. 215-592-9494. Frank in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, welcome back home, man. Welcome back.
Good to be back. Thanks, man.
I do believe that the Sixers will win tonight. And, yes, you can trust Joel. This is the healthiest he's been. Actually, the injury came pretty good for him, actually, because now you're going to get the best. If they don't go past the second round, then it is maybe time to regroup.
Well, if they don't get past the second round, there's going to be a lot of upset.
Because this is the healthiest, really, he has been.
Yeah,
he's been here probably.
Yeah, he was healthy in the bubble, but Ben got hurt, and that was a weird playoffs anyway. I agree. This is the time, but there are other factors. But if they do not succeed, or Ike, as you said before, if they lose and he averages 46, 16, and 8, okay, but I think this all comes back on him. Frank, what is your favorite 90s scandal?
All right, man, this is like a blockbuster here. You're going to love this one. The Tonya Harding
Nancy Kerrigan.
Ooh, yes.
That was like soap opera, just perfect.
Yep. It was incredible. I remember it like it was yesterday. Thank you for the call, Frank.
96 or 94 Olympics?
So it feels like 94 to me. I don't think I was in college yet.
What is it called?
I guess I would have been college.
I'm about to mess up the name.
The husband?
No, I'm thinking of the Olympic place.
Seoul?
No, it was Japan, right? Winter Olympics, Japan.
I don't remember.
Not Nakatomi. That's Die Hard. The Nakatomi Towers.
Yeah, no. You're trying to remember what it is?
I'm trying to remember the city.
Jack's trying to look it up.
Yeah. What you got, Jack?
Well, apparently it was in Detroit.
No, you know, that
I don't think that was right.
Believe me, the Olympics were not in Detroit.
Well, hold on. It's Cabo Arena in Detroit.
No, but that was the...
But they were training for the Olympics.
Yeah, that was the training thing. Yes, that's not the Olympics.
The famous Japanese city of Detroit.
It's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, everybody loves Detroit and Japan.
Believe me, they're not having the Olympics in Detroit, brother. Believe me.
Do you remember Tonya Harding's, I guess it was boyfriend's name, that arranged for it?
Jeff Galooly.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Dude, what a crazy... That story...
That's an awesome scandal. Like, we still refer to it today like, you need to Tonya Harding that person.
Yeah. Now, Jack, do you understand the context of Harding?
Well, yes.
You were not born yet. This is one of the stories OJ I can conceive of. Clinton I can conceive of. The one Olympic skater's boyfriend has somebody bash the other Olympic skater's female skater in the leg with a metal pipe.
Yeah.
What is going on? How did that even happen?
Why?
And what?
That was Nancy Kerrigan crying. Yep.
And can I tell you, and it happened to her at the time, and I think it would have been even worse now.
Yeah.
Kerrigan was she was a sympathetic figure in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody got a little annoyed with her eventually.
Yeah,
there's a little what was
I'm
made.
Mocking her right now.
Yeah, it would have taken 36 hours in 2024 for us to turn on Nancy Kerrigan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Complaining a little too much? Yeah. I'm out. So it says
she was whining a little bit too much. That pole didn't hurt that bad.
Yeah.
Lilyhammer, Norway?
There it is. Lilyhammer, Norway. That's
right next to Japan.
Yeah. Right.
The famous Lilyhammer, Norway in Japan.
No one better.
You know you can't trust me, man, with these cities. I just knew it was somewhere cold.
Yes, it was cold. The winter. Mike, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Lilyhammer. Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, look, I'm 70 years old. I remember you guys talking about the nodding, the head nodding, and then when you see people. When I was coming up, man, you know, I don't know if you guys remember Cootie High, but, you know, we used to do the handshake and everything. You don't see a brother coming by. You know, we didn't nod, man. We snapped each other five and high, things like that. People don't even go nowhere near that kind of thing nowadays. But, you know, hey, that's the way, that's the sign of the times, man. That's the way it is.
By the way, only one of us remembers Cooley High.
But anyway, I was talking about Joel Embiid. Remember 5-6 years ago when you guys had Simmons on the team? And I called you and told you, and you refused. You kept saying this phrase after I said it. I told you, get rid of that guy. I still say the same thing. You will never win an NBA title with Joel Embiid. I don't care how many years he played. He's just like my boy Dak. You know, we ain't gonna never get out of the first round with Dak.
No. You know why he's not
like
that? Oh, you're
trying to drag us down with your loser football team, huh, Mike?
Yeah, man. I have to admit that, man. I have to admit that that ain't gonna get me nowhere, man. But you know, but anyway, I was thinking about that with Joel. I told you 6 years ago, I said get rid of that guy, man.
You guys kept
that guy on the team, he ain't going nowhere, man. Because he's always trying to play point guard. And that guy, that lady Wendy you had on your show come things back.
Yeah.
She said the exact same thing. He should play in the middle. If he played, you guys try to compare him to Olajuwon and all them guys. If he played like that, hey, you might make it. But he's trying to play like point guard all the time, shooting threes all the time. He's not going to make it that way. Nobody will get no rebounds. And you guys gonna lose the first round, man.
Nope, not happening.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Or let me tell you this. The difference between Joel Embiid and Dak Prescott is that no one is ever arguing that Dak Prescott is the best player in football. They are with Joel Embiid.
No.
Well, it's true.
Joel Embiid ain't nowhere near the best player.
Sure he is. You could say that he's not the best, but there's certainly an easy case
he's
to be
made. He's certainly one of the three best players in all of basketball.
He won the MVP, and he was runner-up the 2 years
two
before.
2 years in a row.
So he is. What's your favorite 90s scandal? Do you have one?
I got one. I think the Michael Jackson sex scandal when the sex guy, when the kid, 13-year-old
yep,
kid.
Yeah, we got it. Jesus juice, everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow, that's a weird one to be your favorite.
Well, yeah, and I knew at some point we'd get down this road.
You know what's weird?
Michael Jackson's sex scandal. It was a couple of them, I believe.
Yeah, his whole adulthood.
Yeah, it was a couple of them, I believe. Yeah.
I did see there is a Michael Jackson Broadway show. A musical.
Sure, yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
They do not reference any of this at all during it. It's as if it didn't happen. It is weird with Michael Jackson in that we all sort of think it happened one way or another. But everybody's like, yeah, the tunes are cool, though. And they just sort of move on, right?
Well, Lord.
What?
Help me. Guide me through this.
Oh, no. Do you want to just go to the next call?
I really do want to just go. I'm just saying, he did go to court over it.
Yes.
And he was found not guilty.
Yes. I guess my point is there's...
The kids slept there, but there was never any proof that he actually did anything
yes,
to anybody.
Yes. I think what we would... We don't need to agree on specifics. We don't need a play-by-play.
Thank you.
I think we all agree there was something weird there.
With
at the very
100%,
least.
Yes.
Yeah, something,
yes, 100%. There was not...
Something maybe they shouldn't sleep over even.
Yes.
You know, even if nothing happened.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, totally agree with that.
Yeah.
And showing up to court in pajamas don't help.
It's a little weird. Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
About the Sixers, you know, when Harden was here, it was Harden and Embiid, Tyrese deferred to them. And now this year you have Tyrese and Embiid. What do you think would be better of having Harris coming off the bench? So I'm thinking start Paul Reed, Embiid, Oubre in the front line, and Maxey and the Heel in the backcourt. Why I say that is if Heel is going to get a lot of open shots, and he hasn't been hitting them down this past the end of the season, you can make a quick hook and get Lowry or campaign in, but Harris is more of a scorer coming off the dribble. He's not a flat-footed shooter or anything like that. And like I said, I think when Embiid and Tyrese are in there, he's not as aggressive as he would be if he was coming off the bench with the second team.
With that second unit, yeah.
I get what you're saying,
that's
Joe.
Something to that.
I do think the issue is Oubre in that. I think two things. I do not think that Nurse will make the decision to not start Tobias Harris right away. But with this season being as important as it is, let's say they get past tonight, this season being as important as it is, Tobias Harris being on an expiring contract, somebody that they can't trade, they don't have to worry about his trade value, they also don't have to worry about his mindset. I think that if he looks like the Tobias we saw 6 weeks ago that was terrible for about a month, I think he'll take him out of the starting lineup. The problem is you put Oubre in the starting lineup, especially if you don't have Melton, because it seems like Melton's not going to be able to play. So then you put Oubre in the starting lineup, and he's so good as your guy off the bench, that it just sort of screws everything up. So I think their wish would be that Tobias Harris plays well enough to stay in the lineup. Maybe he doesn't play 35 minutes every game. Maybe he's playing 24, 22 or something like that. You're sort of going hot hand. Mm-hmm. But I think they would be willing to put him on the bench, but I don't think they're going to want to.
What about closing lineups?
Which is also important.
They have to be willing to not have him in the closing
yes.
lineup.
I don't know about that.
You're
something, man. You are something. The teammates only passing the ball. Like, Oubre would have got fouled in that Clippers game, and then called everyone a B. Toby was wide open in the corner,
yep.
and he said, "Nah, I got it."
You're going to stick through this Tobias thing right to the bitter end.
I got to.
I think my closing lineup, assuming Melton is hurt, mm-hmm. my closing lineup is...
Well, Melton's always hurt.
Yeah. I feel bad for him. His back stuff sucks. My closing lineup would be Maxey, Lowry, Oubre, Batum, and Bede. That's what I would close with. Your Twitter poll of the day, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Marks Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. We changed a new one. The Sixers are down 2 with the ball in the final possession. Who do you want taking the final shot, Maxey or Embiid? Ike, what is your guess percentages, Maxey or Embiid, final shot?
All right, so I guessed Maxey. Now I'm trying to wonder, does everybody think the same way I'm thinking here? I would say it's probably half and half, but I'm going to give the slight edge to Maxey. Let's go 54% Maxey.
Embiid, 57%.
Wow.
Little surprise.
Sure.
Little surprise.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people want the guy who hasn't failed yet.
Right,
you know, not
rather,
sure
yes.
that Maxey will do it. Sort of like backup quarterback thing.
Sure.
Let Maxey try it. I'm actually surprised at the vote there.
Confidence in Embiid right there.
Absolutely. Coming up
wait,
next.
Wait till the night goes.
Oh yeah. He turns the ball over once in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah,
it's over.
Don't let Butler get hot. That's
no,
the issue.
Absolutely not. So coming up next, I have hinted at some new standards for our callers.
The standard is the standard. It's always rising, as some would say.
Mm-hmm. I have a great deal of respect for our callers. A huge part of the show. Obviously, I'm new. They are not. But there are going to be some rules. We call these rules the Bill of Spike. And I will reveal 6 rules for calling the new afternoon show next. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.